the shootinest, huntinest, fishinest, kayakinest, mountain climbinest, campinest.
New boat havinest.
New boat havinest, rock and rollin', hair flowing, Danielle Fairman. The woods loving, stream swimming, trail running, kayaking Danielle. The co-host, Fair Man. Can't shake her. Can't get rid of her. Can't shake it like a leaf off a tree in the fall time. Danielle Fairman, the deer-slaying woodswoman of the North, South, and Midwest. As always, next to me, running and gunning, river riding and sliding this weekend on her new boat. Co-host of the show, Danielle Fairman. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Raised in Wisco. My name is Joel Clayfish. And today's show, if you're just joining us, is taking a different turn because, as always, for nearly the past 20 years, I have been flanked in my media adventures and often in the waters and woods of Wisconsin by the one, the only Danielle Fairman, and she's here tonight.
Hello.
But her life and career is calling her, and she's not going to be able to do the show anymore because of a big promotion at work.
So
and sad. And this is the last show for Danielle Fairman, and we want to give her a great send off today. Danielle, great to have you by my side. As you know, we will certainly always keep that chair warm for you, and you are welcome as a guest
every
and
week,
a contributor, and a fill-in co-host on the show from now until eternity. If you have time, you can break away from work. Obviously,
I'm already sad.
We want you to.
I'm missing out already.
Well,
this is a great show.
And the show is not going to be the same without you. We will trudge on. There's no doubt. Raised in Wisco, a big thank you to the Civic Media family as we continue expanding throughout the Midwest. We've got lots to talk about today on Danielle's Fairman's farewell show.
See, I thought we were just going to sit around and
that
cry
was a
today.
Little tricky. Well,
well,
no.
I did get teary eyed, Jacob. That got me.
Jacob in the studio put together a little run of the things that the nomikers we've cast upon Danielle in the past half a year or year or so.
But you could play that for 2 hours and not even cover all of them.
Yeah, that is true.
I only
that
got
was
like
wonderful,
shows
Jacob.
Worth. Only two shows worth of Joel's name to use.
Yes.
I love that.
So we put together today kind of an old school cast. Now, if you're just joining us or if you're new to the show, my name's Joel Clayfish, co-host for her final co-hosting of the show is Danielle Fairman. We've been hunting together and doing media in the outdoors, television, and radio for more than a decade together. And we've got our old school partner, Mike Kretschmer, joining us. Mike is meat man from Nice Guys. And he's
a nice guy. The Nye guy.
Yeah, well, the verdict's still out as to whether he's actually a nice guy. But he's a nice guy, that's for sure. So we brought him back today for Danielle's farewell show. Of course, I would be remiss if I did not talk about the wonders that our in-house certified culinary and chef Ellie Lawton, the award-winning chef Ellie Lawton, brings to the show. Also learned recently, she is gracing the cover of a national culinary magazine.
Are you
for real?
With some of her culinary expertise.
I don't talk about my crazy stuff.
That's fantastic. Well
awesome.
Deserved.
Well, when your food and your culinary shines, you can't help it. But
I just love food.
Yeah, me too.
My whole life has been designed by food, and I will keep it that way until my last day.
I love food so much I'm made out of meat.
And we all are.
I'm made out of.
Oh, that's right.
I think I'm made out of butter.
Well, you're not made out of sugar. I can tell you that.
Oh, she is sweet.
Not the first time I've heard that.
She's sweet.
It's usually like hot sauce and pepper and cold tallow.
Hot sauce.
Cold tallow.
Hot sauce and habanero. Yeah, so if you're just joining us, Danielle Fairman has got a fantastic promotion at work, and it is causing her to move on from the show.
Yes, it is.
And so I would love to take this show to talk about some great memories we've had, some fantastic times we've had with Danielle through the years. And I want to take this time to announce that we are growing. The Civic Media is growing. We are now in Michigan and Minnesota. Woo!
That's awesome.
And
welcome. We
very well may be coming back in the new year with a new name for the show.
I'm excited for the name. It's a good name change.
Well, we're not going to announce the name
yet
because it's not completely for sure yet, but we're contemplating
Names.
But probably
there's
maybe.
There's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance. And we want to be very clear to our new listeners from Minnesota and Michigan that they are very much part of the growing Civic Media family. And if you're listening to us for the first time, Raised in Wisco is a show that really celebrates the outdoors of Wisconsin. And we've been blessed to be able to bring you our experiences from field and forage and forest to the table with our cooking segments and teaching you how to do that and be a major part of it. And Danielle Fairman has been a major part of everything that I've been honored to be a part of in the outdoors for so many years. And she It's been a long
from
time.
From TV to in between TV and radio and
yes.
Now to the radio.
For those of you.
I wish I had been a third wheel on your adventures the last 20 years.
We would be a lot fatter.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing just fine with my fatness on my own. Yeah.
I feel like I would be.
Danielle, you're not fat.
I have
at all.
It's winter.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's because.
Because you work hard.
Wranglers.
It's because
Wranglers.
Say no more. Because that's Wranglers. Fun. That's all you need to say.
I purposely buy Wranglers in one size too small because, as my dad used to say, I always tried to put 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag. So,
Yeah. So you keep doing it.
Pack it in. Pack it in, man. Danielle, I want to talk to you about do you even remember how we got started working together
from
in
Cass.
The outdoor? Yes, he's been a guest on the show.
Yep.
Greg Kazmierski runs Buck Rub Outfitters, a good friend of the show, friend of ours personally. I met Kaz when I was like 8 or 9 years old, walked into his little bow shop in downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin, and bought my first bow and arrow set when I was a youngster and have known him throughout. And I don't know about Kaz. I thought he was old back then.
Can I? Yeah. I was just going to say, he does not age.
He's the same.
Somebody needs to study his facial
rituals. No, he doesn't age. But I think he started out looking 65.
So the curious case of Benjamin Button.
That was like a stick and string back then when you walked in there, right?
Yeah. Had to go whittle it from back there. Yeah.
I tried to give
trade it for some fur.
A credit card. He chiseled it out of stone.
Danielle, remember you said he wrote himself a note?
Oh, yeah. The hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
A note to his future self.
Danielle, that was so funny.
Oh, Joel, are you going to miss this?
Oh, I'm going to miss it. We're gonna have Danielle come on back right when I feel like I'm not being made fun of enough during the show. However, I think Chef Lawton is very adept at it. So
She instigates
will
it.
Be in good shape for the most part.
You just make it so easy, Joel.
I don't mind. You know what? One of the greatest lessons in life is learning to be able to laugh at yourself.
Oh, for sure.
And if you can laugh at yourself and you don't mind if other folks are having a good time and laughing, even in some cases because of you, your life will be a lot easier.
I laugh at myself
by
all
myself.
Time. Yeah, yep, oh, for
I
sure.
laugh at myself
yeah.
by myself.
I make fun like, of myself to let awesome. Other people laugh at me. So.
Yes, you do.
I well, try.
It's not. That's not a high bar for you either.
Nope, not at all. Pretty easy to do.
Well, just because it's my last show does not mean we need to deter away from Weekly Wiscos.
No, I was definitely. We're definitely going to have Weekly Wiscos. In fact, would you like to go first, Danielle?
Well, it was Christmas this past weekend.
It certainly was. Yes.
And this year was my turn to host, and we did brunch, pajama brunch party.
Oh,
with a whole entire family. There was about over 25 people. We had quiches and Christmas slush and everything, parfaits, and then we played Minute to Win It games.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
That sounds
my
like
family's
a
awesome.
Awesome Weekly Wisco.
Yeah, your family
we have a, we
is
have a good
awesome.
Time all the time.
I've met a few of your family members, and I love them.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
they
a
love
good
you
Weekly
too.
Wisco. What'd you do in the outdoors, Kretschmer?
I'm definitely in the ice fishing mode.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So still need to be careful out there because the cold snap was great, but the snow kind of blanketed
warm,
it.
Then.
Yep. And then it's, you know, that warm spell. So
get those just, ice buds.
Yep,
take your spud
you
bar.
It.
What's Absolutely. A spud bar for those who don't
so
know?
It's a big metal rod, pretty much. It's extra heavy with a chisel point on the end. And you want to use it and walk with it and then keep jabbing it in the ice. And usually
in front of you, not in, next
yep.
to you.
Yeah, in front of you, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Next to you.
And the other thing,
I
keep
wonder
it at home.
If it's hard right here.
The other thing is when you're walking and you think you're on safe ice, hold it sideways as yeah. you're walking. That's it. Like if you know you're on good ice and you're going to
also
venture.
Stop so, you
yeah,
when you
so
fall through.
Right. Exactly. So if you go actually fall through the ice, it's, you know, they're generally 4 to 6 foot long. I mean, mm-hmm. some depending on which brand and stuff. But that was fun. And then just the holidays with the family and prime rib, of course.
Ooh.
Turned out well.
The meat
Where
guy.
From what store?
Nice premium meats.
Oh, okay. Weird. Did not know that.
Yeah, yeah
good. We're gonna get you the number to hook up a sponsorship from you guys
someday soon.
I've heard your ridiculous ads, and they need to be on this air, Mike. Mike is taken to voice acting.
Yeah,
little elf.
That's
little
his
elf.
Latest. His latest
we'll get there.
Venture. So.
Okay, but have you guys checked out his Facebook posts from Nyes? His like. Monthly or weekly specials?
Weekly special.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. And every time I see him, I laugh because I'm like, I know the guy that came up with that.
Yeah, the Mick Mike or we got
yeah,
the Big Mike.
The Big Mike.
Do
yeah.
you come up with them all yourself?
No, but a lot of them I like to dabble. But then the chefs, you know, I just come up with the
you
creative
just take
ideas.
The credit.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I get
and
it.
And they're like, how are we supposed to do that? And I say, figure it out. Well, they're good at it and they do it.
Nice.
Oh, that sounds great. What about you, chef? You got a weekly list.
What have I been
us?
Up to? Nothing super exciting, just keeping the horses alive and happy in the winter
and
weather.
Hot and cold and warm
yeah.
and cold
yeah.
and super
yes.
cold. Yeah, and I had my weekly Wisco was the sunsets. These sunsets have been
oh, yeah, beautiful.
Unbelievable lately. And I remember my buddy Mark Baden used to explain to me when and why the sunsets are beautiful. And that is meteorological bologna sausage I have not remembered. But what I can
Good
tell
story.
You,
I was so excited for this.
Well, it has to do with atmospheric pressures and fronts and
you know,
low, high pressure. And
you're getting
low
old
pressure.
When you get like Snapchats from your friends and it's literally sunsets and sunrises instead of parties at 2 a.m. It's
I'm fine with that.
Well,
yes,
you're not
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because you have Snapchat and I don't even have Snapchat, okay?
Well, speaking of that, at work, the guys at work have told me that they have never stopped work to look at so many sunsets until I got on their crew.
Oh,
so I make everybody
that,
stop. I'm like, guys, look at that.
Danielle, that's
Danielle,
fantastic.
You're always spreading sunshine.
Danielle Fairman's, Fairman's farewell as the co-host of Raised in Wisco as she moves on to accept a promotion at work. This is a fantastic time. We love having you along. This is Raised in Wisco.
Danielle, it's our life theme song.
It is. Menudo.
That is her song.
Living La Vida Loca, living the crazy life. Yeah, I think you two fit in that category, no doubt.
Yeah.
Folks, this is Raised in Wisco, the show that talks about the great things about the state of Wisconsin, the Midwest, Minnesota, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio.
Oh, my.
We have it. We really, honest to God, we've got it licked here as far as awesome things to do in the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Yes. The Great Lakes bordering Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Mississippi River.
Only place. Yeah, I mean, you so literally beautiful. Have to go to Alaska or Greenland if you want to catch the salmon we can catch in our yep. backyard yep. here. The inland trout are fantastic. The freshwater fish from walleye, bass, bluegills, crappies.
Everything.
You can do everything it's in Wisconsin. Here. We've got elk in this state. The largest white tail in the world are harvested in the state of Wisconsin. In the world.
What? In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. Yeah.
I did not
that
know
is
this one.
Number one.
In my
number
head,
one?
It was
number
Iowa
one
right away.
Boone and Crockett's in the world.
Go most registered.
We also have moose lurking around.
There
more
are.
And more.
Yes. Nobody admits that, but I saw one in Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I saw, and I always get confused between Two Rivers and Three Lakes. Two Rivers, Three Lakes. And,
oh, yeah?
But in Two Rivers, they call it Trivers up there. Did you know that?
No.
Trivers.
No,
that's what they say.
Did not know this.
If they're from there, they say Trivers.
Huh.
I saw a moose. I honest to God did.
They've been up in Hayward. I mean, that the elk population is just booming.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes, I heard that they're going to start giving away more than one tag.
More, yeah. more than, what was I up to now? Seven or something?
Actually, I have a bone to pick about that.
Ooh,
me too.
Okay.
Not
go
that
ahead.
We're getting off topic. They give away.
This is topic.
Yeah. Good point.
It is.
Why don't we
say
they have to have a good harvest number on them, right? If they're only handing out 10 tags, I think whatever happens with them. But I never see but one, maybe two, get harvested of pictures
yeah.
on the Wisconsin Rut Report
yeah,
or
really
a Midwest
hear anything
Report.
About it.
Or any, yeah, you don't hear a whole lot about it.
Well, not that many people have social media as well.
Yeah.
I
Facebook's
think,
on
I think
its way
a
out.
A lot of people. So when you have, we have a very young and burgeoning couple populations of elk in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they offer those tags, there's still a great deal of scrutiny over that population and harvesting that population. I would guess that some people who pull a tag and harvest an elk probably just want to keep it to themselves.
It could be.
Oh, yeah,
is what I
be.
Imagine, because they don't want to take criticism over
yeah.
it. Or I mean, it is really quite an unbelievable thing to be able to harvest an elk in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin,
as a property owner in Hayward, that herd is actually, if you put in your work and your due diligence, I think it would be pretty easy to shoot one. That's just
yeah.
my opinion. Because they're so herded up, and you hit them in the fall, and they bugle. They're like turkeys. I mean, you can hear them. And
that's what I heard.
I would love to hear that.
So I just looked it up, and it says around 8 to 13 bulls, and then antlerless tags have recently been added.
Oh.
So there were 13 state hunters that participated, 4 bulls and 5 antlerless in Black River, while Clam Lake area had an 8-bull quota.
Wow, that's
eight
fantastic.
How many they killed?
I know Senator Rob Staffschult, who has been a guest on this show,
good man.
A friend of his, harvested, pulled one of those tags and harvested.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I did see that. And
amazing.
It was pretty cool. And he, you know, if you live in those areas, I think those folks who live in those areas who are hunters keep a tabs
yeah.
on those
I would.
Herds.
Yes.
So that if they ever do draw that they can. Now, it would be fascinating. A lot of them have got those GPS collars
yep.
on them. It'd be interesting to harvest a bull with
yeah.
a big GPS collar. Is that like shooting a goose with a band on its leg?
Or,
I feel like it'd be more.
I mean, it'd
I
be like
know.
The it'd be like the ducks. You know,
right.
I've been kind of digging into that with the GPS tracking on them
yes.
coming
yeah.
all the way from.
It blows my mind
yeah.
how cool it is the way we track wildlife and.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people who've gotten GPS backpacks on ducks this year.
Oh, really?
That's just a fascinating subject to me.
That yeah. is.
And now,
definitely fascinating.
Under the Trump administration, they've proposed to eliminate the duck and goose banding for the entire North America, which is very concerning to me as a hunter.
Just federal dollars or what?
Federal dollars have been cut from the program in the preliminary budgets. Hmm. Now, it'll be interesting to see if that comes back. But I also have long advocated for privatization of that. I think, imagine this, and just imagine this, if you could go and you could get, the fowl life, spent the money to band ducks, mm-hmm. and then you got a fowl life band, when you hunted one, or let's say a jargon game calls. If you get a gold band, you get a free jargon game call, or banded gear.
Anything, take over, really.
And then you get a band. Hey, I got a banded band.
Right.
And maybe, you know, that's a way for them to market.
And report them.
I think you could privatize that whole shebang.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And it would be a really fantastic way for outdoor advertisers to advertise. Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's. Why wouldn't they want to take part in the banding program? Hey, you get a Cabela's band, you get 10% off your next visit at Cabela's.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Wouldn't like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka.
You know, make it make one of the bands. Yeah, like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka.
You?
That's funny.
That's exactly.
McDonald's could do it and have it be part of their Monopoly thing.
Oh, my goodness.
The
really?
Only ever winner. He's on a duck.
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome. You harvest a duck, you get a free Big Mac. I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, I
that
love
would
it.
Be fantastic.
Where's that rabbit hole?
They could do duck themed Happy Meals.
Ooh,
this could
I
be
love
a whole thing.
Idea. Think about it. If you're a jeweler, you could have like an 18 karat gold band on a goose.
Oh my goodness.
How cool would that be?
I could go for
How
a
romantic
diamond.
Would that be if you got that for your girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, I know some people use them as wedding bands.
That's a good idea.
I'm not wearing it, but I have a custom one.
You have a
custom goose
wedding band.
Yeah, their wedding
Hey, it's Daniel nice. Fairman's last show as co-host, but we got tons to talk about. The new year, favorite things, and resolutions. This is Raised in Wisco. In Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the Midwest. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. I've had the honor, privilege, and pure joy of spending my life in the Midwest and enjoying the hunting, the fishing, the hiking, the camping. You name it in the
sideways.
Eating.
You went on a sideways bananas. There
sure
is
did.
A
that guy put sideways banana.
There is a
Mr.
picture
Mike
out
Kretschmer
there.
Put him in it.
Mike Kretschmer's and went on a sideways banana. That was banana.
Without a paddle.
It yeah. was- he was out there with his hands.
I used a log.
That might be
I
one of my funniest
log.
Stories
you
about
used your
Joel.
God
I had
paddles.
A log.
Your God paddles.
I picked up a log and used
the locks were flowing. He was floating away.
That's the greatest
thing
ever.
I think the mosquitoes were actually carrying him out.
Funniest part of it was banana
all of
colored.
It was yellow.
A yellow kayak.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And we all stood on the shore and just waved goodbye.
Yeah. So for everybody that does not know, Joel is not a kayaker at all whatsoever. He calls them sideways bananas.
Yes.
And he absolutely despises them.
Yes.
I don't
He
get
thinks
it.
They're gonna
I don't
tip
despise
over.
Them.
Is that it?
No. I can swim just fine.
You're scared
I
of
just
getting
don't
stuck.
Get it. I don't get it.
Being close to water, sitting down,
being in a boat,
work.
Having a great time.
Oh, man.
I like a big boat with a motor.
Yeah. Give me a boat with a motor. I'm good.
I've done it enough where like, I'm like, okay, this is, I'm done. I'm like, oh, I got to go all the way back to where
it's
we started.
You know what?
I love kayaks.
Me too.
Kayaks are like water mosquitoes to me. You know, jet skis or wave runners?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
You
for
just
30
call a jet
seconds.
Ski a
water
mosquito?
They're always fun if somebody else owns it.
They're awesome for like 30 seconds. Then you're like, okay, I want to go fishing.
I disagree. You can fish from your kayak.
Yeah, but I have a fishing kayak.
Then
but
you're just
paddle
adding
one,
I also love paddle
from Sharpers.
Boards.
Fantastic.
You're adding
place.
Difficulty.
Why? Right.
It's called exercising.
Yeah.
Nope. Therein lies the rub, Danielle.
Okay,
let's be fair. That's like my friend saying, why do I want to camp? I don't want to live like a poor person. That's what he says.
You're
to me
enjoying
all the time.
Nature.
And I said, you need to calm down, relax, and
camping's awesome.
I love
camping. Yeah, I love camping.
I do love it.
So camping to me means uncomfortable sleeping with awesome food.
That's a great
camping
analogy.
Means to me.
That's perfect.
and nothing makes camping without a kayak.
Or too cold or too hot.
Right? True.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more. Hey, you know, yes. Danielle Fairman is bidding farewell as the co-host of the show. We've been working together in the media, but Danielle got a promotion at work. which is causing her
congratulations,
to congratulations
Danielle.
To
We're
your
so
promotion.
Happy for you.
Thank
and
you.
And she is unable to continue, but we are very sad about that. Yes. We're going to keep her seat warm here, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of our fantastic memories that we've had through the years. I will say some of the fantastic memories are all the years we did the old show, Kill It, Clean It, Cook It on Channel 12, my alma mater.
Weird. It had involved food as well.
It involved food as well. Do you
please,
see
everybody, check out YouTube and the music video that Joel made.
Oh,
yes,
please,
fantastic.
Yes. If you search Kill It, Clean It, Cook It music video, you'll
didn't you write it too? You wrote it.
I wrote it.
And sang it.
Sang all it.
I was so mad when you started that when I wasn't on as much. And then Danielle, I was so salty.
You
I
were
still
salty?
Love you.
Whoa.
Oh,
what
are you salty for?
Who's this chick?
Oh my God. Joel, I think we have to work through some stuff
now
here.
Now we besties.
Whoa, you guys high-fived. Ew,
see, you're
yucky.
You're going to have to work that out.
I will. No, I will say that, like, if it wasn't for this, I would have never met you.
This is true.
And we do talk a fair amount.
We do.
And we'll still hang out, and I'm sure we'll both.
We're all going to go ice fishing.
I'm
going to
make a pack when they want me on the show. I'm like, oh, only if Danielle goes.
Heck yeah, man. You know what's
that's
up.
That's what I'm going to say, too.
Hey, you think you got that kind of pull, huh? You too?
Yeah.
That's how that's going to go? I see. All right. Well,
oh, that's awesome.
We'll just see about that.
Apparently, Mike got a promotion, too.
Actually, yeah. I'm busy at work all the time, but I just, I'm going to miss that laugh when I'm on the show and you're not here.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you.
Danielle, what are some
it's
of your
loud.
Great memories?
One of my great... three pop into my head right away.
Ooh.
And actually, two of them involve guests, and then the other ones involve, you know, the
us
clan.
Us guys.
Yeah,
you guys.
It was awesome. We had Ted Nugent on the show.
We sure did.
That was awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah,
he's a great
so
dude.
Good. Great guy, great interview, an incredibly bright... you know, mm-hmm. I know he... he takes criticism for those who don't agree with him, but I'm going to tell you what, that guy is incredibly well-researched, and nothing he says is not actually backed up, and that was a real that was a real treat to have him on the show with us. We're going to probably have him back. He is a friend. He's a friend of The Foul Life, which is a show that I get the honor and pleasure of doing that airs on the Outdoor Channel, a waterfowl hunting show. And
which is the other memory, having The Foul Life on. Chad and everybody, they're great people.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Laugh hysterically.
They're funny guys. There's no doubt about it. Yes, when the entire cast and crew of The Foul Life, which is a television show on the Outdoor Channel, world's largest waterfowl hunting show, Chad Belding, and then I get to be the Midwest host of that show, which is super fun. And when we had those guys into town, they were... guests on our show as well. That was a fantastic memory.
Yeah. And then, of course, always and forever, our gator hunt. Gator and boar hunt.
That was
and
so
even
wonderful.
Washing
was
your
awesome.
Hair outside.
I loved it.
Because
Danielle.
We wanted to enjoy nature a little bit more. So she's like, my hair's greasy. I was like, oh, I'll wash it for you. We're just getting buckets of water and just washing our hair outside.
It's fun.
Just weirdos.
That's a very redneck experience, isn't it?
It was.
It's redneck. No running water. No heat.
It was great.
No. Yeah. I enjoyed every minute of it.
That's what life's about.
Chasing alligators in the swamps down in Florida. That was fantastic.
Reeling them in with a musky hook.
Both of my gators sitting on Danielle's lap.
You did.
Yeah. Which was wonderful, Danielle. Thank you for the support.
Was the only one who shot a Russian hog, a Russian boar.
Yeah, because the rest of us
Russian
were out
boar.
To eat.
Eating
and she's like, you guys go eat. I'm going to actually hunt.
Yeah.
And then she calls like 15
o'clock.
Minutes later, you guys, I got a hog.
I just shot
that's
a
awesome.
Hog.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
They're forgetting the first part of that conversation. There is a particular spot on the hog that you need to shoot them. And it was my first time using night vision.
Yep.
And we had a couple
which
practice
is very
shots,
tricky.
But yeah, night vision, and they were coming around, and it took me more than I called Joel. I'm like, Joel, I need help. And then, of course, you helped me right over the phone. Done. But
talk
it was an
nice.
Experience. So
well,
when the guide says do this, you do that because it was an experience for sure.
I never
Danielle,
question the guide.
You did a great job. We literally landed in Florida, and a few hours later, you were in the middle of the palmettos. In the middle of the night.
Which is very
yourself.
Creepy.
By yourself.
So creepy. The coyotes
up in a tree stand.
The coyotes were everywhere. everywhere. And then also
wild
you can
hogs,
hear yep.
yeah. and a black bear and
cougars.
Did they walk you in there?
And no. Florida Panthers?
No.
Oh, no, well, the first yeah. night we had, what was the gentleman's name?
Christopher.
Was it Christopher?
Christopher, yeah.
Yeah, he walked me to the stand saying, this is where you're going to sit. Okay. But then you know, you have to do everything.
By yourself.
Yeah,
yeah,
sit
it was
out there
on,
and
well,
figure
it was
everything
on,
out.
To be fair, it was on our property a couple hundred yards from the trailers.
Yeah, but you walked there by yourself in the dark?
No, she sat up halfway. In the tree in the middle of the night in the dark.
Yeah, and we left to go get something to eat.
And like I said, there's snakes
yeah.
that end up in those
no,
trees.
Thank you.
Yes.
Raccoons end up in the trees that you're
no,
sitting
thank you.
In.
Oh, yeah.
The hogs
the coyotes
come in
the were
dark.
Crazy.
And we gator hunted, but I always tell everybody, make no mistake about it, hogs, if you have, there's more of a risk of getting hurt by a hog than there is a gator. Gators mm-hmm. will flee when you're near them. Hogs feel cornered or threatened. They
it's
don't
own.
See very well. They open their mouths. They got those cutters and witters on their mouth. They'll slice you to bits. They are tricky down there. That is for sure. I want to talk about one of my awesome memories, which I also got to share with you guys. And that was that through the years, I have been very fortunate to be able to hunt a lot of places. I knock on a lot of doors and get a lot of places. And Danielle and I have hunted together in many places, one of the greatest goose hunts I ever had.
Yes.
With John Whitmore, Woody, mm-hmm. a friend of the show and friend of ours. It was Woody, Danielle, Sam, and me.
Sam, yep.
And we were sitting there, and the fog ceiling was literally about 10 yards above our heads. And we had a full goose spread out, and the flying geese could not see the spread.
Yep.
We could not see them. We could just hear them. And they would come into the calls. And lying there in the layout blinds and looking up into the hazy fog until you just saw the feet and the wings 10 yards above you.
Oh, you could see their wings come back, and then all of a sudden the fog just clears. Oh, it was gorgeous.
And we popped up and we harvested a limit that day, and it was absolutely amazing. The sun started cutting through and turning the fog into these beautiful orange colors. That was really one of my favorite memories, and that had to be
agreed.
Good 10, 11, 12 years ago already.
Yeah, I'm still.
But that was a fantastic memory. And just doing the shows with you.
Of course.
Doing TV and radio, and when the Fowl Life guys came into town, going to the Brewers games, hunting, you know, geese and turkeys through the years, and just eating and having a fantastic time.
Love it.
Yeah. What do you have a memory with Danielle?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I think outside of the Gator Gals trip, that turkey hunt that we had, it was on one of Danielle's permissions. We got there, and it was foggy that morning. Danielle,
it was.
You must bring the fog. And then it lifts
fog is
and
one
the
of the
sunshine.
Best ways to fool Mother Nature.
Yeah, and we're sitting there, and we could hear the turkeys. They were roosting right behind us. Danielle and Joel argued with each other in the morning about where to put the blind, and I was going to have to break them up.
In the dark.
In the yes. dark.
Whisper arguing.
Not whispering. Not whispering. There were warning clocks, and I had to yell at you guys. And
yeah, what happened to listen to the guide, Danielle?
It was my field, well, Joel. What happened
yeah.
to
oh,
it?
Shoot.
What
whoa, she's got you there. Yeah, and we're just sitting there, and, you know, we're talking and laughing and having snacks, and these turkeys just start flying out of the trees. It's like the sky turned black with turkeys, and we all looked at each other with our jaws on the ground, like, what
yes.
is Danielle's famous line, what is happening? And we just had a beautiful, beautiful hunt, and then we went out for breakfast.
Hundreds. Oh, maybe 100.
Hundreds. No,
oh,
no.
Hundreds.
It was a lot.
Yes.
One
non-stop.
It was so fantastic.
And folks, if you've never seen it or experienced it, when a turkey flies out of a tree, it's literally like a 15-pound bowling ball
yes.
coming out of a tree with wings coming
yeah,
out of a tree.
Yeah, but I would say it's graceful. All of a sudden you're like, whoa.
It's,
and you're like, how?
It's kind of so graceful.
Cool. That hunt
quiet.
Was literally like the Wizard of Oz when the things, what are they called?
Yeah, yeah, the flying monkeys.
The flying monkeys fly down.
It was like the yeah. flying monkeys.
It was literally like that because it was foggy and kind of like a
yep.
little hazy, dark kind of gloomy day, and these flying monkeys just yeah. came out of the woods, and we were like, what the heck?
And
yes.
and you were there, and all of a sudden the theme song, dun 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 dun.
Because I was there. And the turkeys came down, and I got out there with my broom, and I swept them all away. It was wonderful.
Then it rained, and she melted.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That was a wonderful day.
Yes,
and
it was.
Danielle, that was a wonderful hunt. Thank you for taking us on this.
Yes, wow. Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful
memory. What a fantastic bunch of memories. And we're going to talk to Danielle about her favorite food and
yes.
her new experiences in culinary for the cooking segment with Chef Lawton. Hey, this is Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman's farewell. Boogie shoes and boogie on down to Raised in Wisco. Oh, it is a feeling of mixed emotions. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to host this joint, as the kids say these days.
You're so hip.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Oh.
It doesn't mean that. It means like a party. That's what they say. Are you going to be
at
the joint?
Now?
Boogie shoes, or
at
are we
joint?
Wearing like...
Like modern
like
day
up
kids?
In this joint.
Or like kids from your...
What? Wow. It wouldn't be Raised in Wisco without an old guy joke from you, Chef Lawton.
Well, I'm just trying to keep up. I don't have.
But you've heard that before.
I don't tick on the talk or anything, so I don't know.
Yeah,
up in this joint?
Oh, up in this joint? Yeah, that's from
so.
I mean,
that's like from when I was young.
Up in the club now.
Oh,
up in the
club.
Danielle Fairman and I have been working together.
What is happening?
Outdoors.
Danielle, we need you.
I'm not going to get it back on track. It's not going to get back
never.
On track.
This train is in the joint.
No, that doesn't work.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I want to start because I need to get
start.
This out.
Okay.
I need to start.
So I want
to start by saying thank you to everybody. Everybody, including Civic Media. Thank you for this opportunity. Noah, to Jacob, for helping everything be good. This show is great and could not have done it without you guys. Joel, I don't want to get emotional, so thank you. You know why? Because you're a fantastic human, so thank you. Ellie, thanks for making me fat.
I feel like I brought more to the table than just calories.
You did. You always did. And we met before this show.
Yes,
so
we did.
It was meant to be for this show.
It certainly was.
And thank you to all the listeners. I'm sad we're expanding and I do not get to talk to everybody and hear my laugh and do all the silliness with everybody. But yes, so thank you to everybody. I've grown so much from the show. So. And learned so much. The things that I have learned.
Ooh, well, I love all the learning we do.
Yes.
I'm excited to talk about that. And folks, if you're just joining us, this is Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman, co-host of this fantastic show, is moving on. She got a promotion at work, which is not going to allow her to be the co-host. But she will always have a warm seat to come to here. And we have some very exciting things for the new year. We are contemplating a name change for the show as we expand into Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin, and as Civic Media, our home parent family, expands throughout the Midwest. We're very excited about that. And Chef Lawton, our acclaimed award-winning chef, is going to continue to be very involved in the show. Our longtime contributor, Megan Salazar, is also going to be part of the show. And Mike Kretschmer, old friend of mine and friend of the show, is going to be having a renewed role with the show as well. But as we have our cooking segment for the last segment of the show, I want to talk to Danielle because I have to say, Danielle, you started out
hating mushrooms.
In the outdoors with a fairly simple palate.
You had them for dinner tonight.
But your palate has really expanded.
Yes.
So talk to us about some of your favorite culinary things you've tried and some of your favorite dishes we've made throughout the years.
Well, I need to give a shout out to Ellie because I was a Like a butter noodles, chicken kind of gal, steak and potatoes, favorite.
Yep.
But now, beef Wellington? What?
Danielle.
So the recipes Ellie makes is for us people that are kind of ramen noodle eaters. Like, it seems like too much. But
she has a way of explaining
them
simply
it down.
And easily.
Yes. And
to make delicious food.
And don't be intimidated. When she speaks, listen. Because it's fantastic. So thank you.
It only works if you're willing to accept the information.
Yes.
And I've learned things from you too. You've told me about some crazy stuff you put together. I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. I love it.
Danielle made her foray into venison Wellington.
Yeah.
Which I'm super excited about. What's your favorite thing you've eaten, Danielle?
Favorite thing I've eaten?
Yeah, with us or learned about and eaten in the show.
It goes right to the dessert. You made a dessert with, you made your own pie crust, which I'm still obsessed with.
You love the cast iron. Yeah. Mike.
Yes. Mike knows. You made an apple pie, and then you also made a berry cobbler type deal, and you put the ice cream on top of it.
Yeah, that was good. That was the stone fruit pie.
Oh my goodness.
That apple pie.
That wasn't that the best apple pie ever in the world?
I never forgot about that. That stuff, I was telling my wife about that for a long time.
Oh, she probably...
That.
I was going to try to make one for today, but I didn't have time.
And Mike Kretschmer, you were telling us that your favorite thing you've ever had, Field to Forage, was the dandelion salad.
That's a big nope there, Joel.
Wow. See, I loved it.
It was so delicious.
It was absolutely
delicious.
It was
a fun thing to know you can use from your yard.
I will eat
without
a lot of different.
So did you just not like
stuff.
The flavor, or are you just because it didn't have meat in it?
Like if you had
a grilled steak, grown in your yard.
If your eyes were closed,
it's grown in your yard. Well, that's
like
the
in
beauty.
Your grass.
So is the cow.
How do you know Fancy just didn't pee on it?
Well, you wash
it
off.
It wasn't in Joel's yard.
What if we soaked it in vodka?
Yard is huge and has no traffic.
To your point, this show has grown. On me too with eating because I do
you
eat a lot
dandelion.
Of stuff, but I ate a dandelion. I've never
in
a salad.
I thought it was awesome.
It was not bad.
I have to jump in. Mine was the hot pot we made.
Oh,
that was incredible. Venison
so good.
Hot pot.
I missed
it
that
was
one.
Absolutely. No, you just weren't invited.
Oh, shoot. Well,
you were so mean about the dandelion salad. We didn't invite you for the hot pot.
Pod existed.
And it was a beautiful evening out.
It was.
It was fantastic. So well, hey, listen.
Oh, no.
It can't be.
It can't be, but it is unfortunately that time. I want to take a minute to say that, Danielle, it's been an absolute joy and pleasure working in the media and experiencing the outdoors with you for all these years. I have grown knowing you. I've watched you grow and really come into your own and experience your new career and your life. And of course, we wish you the best. And the seat will always be warm for you to come on back and be part of this show, because I know we will continue to be with each other in the outdoors.
Yes, we absolutely
folks,
will.
We got a great year coming up in 2026 here on the show. Stay tuned for a possible new name and lots of other exciting stuff.
Happy New
this
Year!
This is Raised in Wisconsin!